Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
Now, you have to think about God getting the glory here because it's interesting. I bet this woman's neighbors, who actually loaned her some vessels, some jars, and some stuff, they knew she probably didn't have anything. They probably knew her situation.
Yeah.
I mean, they're her neighbor, and if they're any type of good neighbor at all, they would be familiar somewhat that her husband just passed and that the debt collector has probably come to the door of her home, knocked on the door and said, the kids are coming. I'm coming back to take the kids. So the neighbors, if they're any perceptive at all, they would be aware if she's got something going on. How big of a testimony is this? Because she came and knocked on my door, and this is kind of silly. I know the creditor's coming back tomorrow. He's already told you he's coming back tomorrow to take the two boys. And here your boy is showing up at my house today. He's trying to get every bowl and every jar and everything I got in the house is empty. He wants to borrow it. And so I say, sure, why not? You know, why not? I can let you borrow these just for the day or whatever. So he borrows them from everybody on the street, the two boys that the creditors are coming to get. And I mean, they're out borrowing everything they can borrow. They're not borrowing anything of value. They're not asking for food. They're not asking for things of value. All they want is something empty.
Yeah.
They just want an empty bowl, an empty jar, empty glass, something empty. And I'm going to, I'll return it to you, but I just need to borrow it. Mama told me to come and get everything you got that's empty. And so they come back, and she starts pouring out the oil and fills up everything. They take it and sell it all. They return the empty vessels back to their owners, but they take and sell it all. And she's able to take that money, pay the debt, pay the creditors, and the kids get to stay at home. I mean, I would have to think that the neighbors had a big wake-up call and a big testimony celebration there that because they know this was God working on this individual woman's behalf.
That's right. God got the glory.
God gets all the
glory. God got the glory. It wasn't, I'm just going to go the world's way. Kids, you're going to go work for a couple years, and I'll see you in 2 years. You know, it wasn't that whole situation. It was God got the glory in her life and among the neighborhood. What an impact.
Impact. So the miracle impacted her, her family, her situation, paid the debt, gave her money to live on. But it also made an impact in the neighborhood. I mean, God's wanting to do that same thing with us today.
That's right.
He wants to do that same thing with us today. He did it there with those loaves and fishes. People knew about that miracle even though they weren't there. When they saw the disciples carrying a basket coming into their neighborhood and even giving them food or whatever happened to that, more people were impacted. God got the glory. God wants to do the same thing in our lives today where He gets the glory. It's not about what we do with what we have. It's what does He do with what we have?
Yeah.
What do we give Him to work with? And He takes it and He multiplies it. Gets us out of debt. Gets us something to live on. But impacts the neighborhood along with it.
Yeah. And that's who we are.
That's who we are.
We are a life-giving church.
Yes.
Full of life-giving people, life-givers. That's who you are, church. And what we're trying to do here with these podcasts, what we're trying to do here with this message is to raise your expectancy and realize, number one, you're not alone. You're not alone in paying off your debt. God cares about your debt because He wants you to be free. Free to live, free to give, like He really wants to use you to give, because right now you're in bondage.
Right, you're a slave.
You're a slave. You've gone to work for the creditor.
That's
right. You really are.
That's right.
You really are working for the creditor, because what's happening is the money that you're making at your job is going to pay that debt.
You know, that is such of a contrast. The American way. I mean, we have this concept of the American way, and this American way of life really involves debt, us living on owing somebody else. And that's not God's way at all.
Right.
I mean, every one of us, we owe for our cars, we owe for our houses, we owe for our, some of us owe for our foods, we owe for our clothes, we owe for it all. And we're working to pay all that debt. We owe for our Comcast, our cable, our internet. We owe for our cell phones. We owe for all this stuff. That's really not God's way for us.
Right.
He wants us to be debt free. He wants us to be able to live and to give how He instructs us to do it. Yeah. And it doesn't involve us being a slave to the creditor or a slave to the lender. We're to lend to many nations, mm-hmm. and we're to not borrow, is what the Scripture says. But we really don't live that way because we've become accustomed and we've accepted the American way, which is living as a slave to the lender. God's way is different from that. So we really have to contrast that thought in our minds and let it kind of sink in us. Is this how we're really going to be? Is this what really God's plan is for me? And we'll see if we study the Scripture. It's not.
Right.
He wants us to be free of that. So we have to do some things to be free of it. We have to identify it and find out what these debts are and then make a decision, like you said a moment ago. Let's repent. Let's get out of them. Let's stay submitted to God. And then let's do what God told us to do. Mm-hmm. She had to go borrow stuff,
right?
Which really kind of puts her credibility on the line. Makes her a little, it's interesting, just going and asking somebody to borrow something is a little humbling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awkward. So they did that, and then they had to come in and they had to shut the door. I don't know what significance that was. But that was a step they had to do. They had to shut the door. So even the little things God tells us to do, we have to follow those steps.
Right.
We have to do what He's told us to do. So she went and borrowed, and she came in, her and her boys, and they shut the door, and then she poured it out. I mean, it didn't open with the door open. The jar of oil didn't pour out with the door open.
Mm-hmm.
It poured out when the door was shut.
Yeah.
So there's a step there. I don't know why, but there is.
Right.
So we have to follow the steps. And when we follow the steps, we can get the results. So we have to be submitted to it, follow the plan, and whatever that plan might be in our lives, we have to understand God is hooked up with us in getting us out of debt.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.